now your Q94 Sports Update with Sports Director Gary Lee.
Time for Check of Sports on this Wednesday, September 23rd. I'm Gary Lee. Volleyball scores from last night. It was Kabul defeating Salem. Ava fell to Liberty, and West Plains knocked off Stratford. Girls softball from last night, Norwood lost to Gainesville 11-2. Salem lost to Lebanon 13-3. And high school football rankings have been released. They're out there, and some local area teams are getting some recognition. In Class 6, Nixa comes in at number 3. Joplin comes in at number 8. And in Class 5, you've got Webb City at number 2, Carthage number 1. Ozark is tied for 9th. And in Class 4, Jefferson City Helias is number 1, but the West Plains Zizzers are number 2, and a very close separation between number 1 in Class 4 and the West Plains Zizzers coming in at number 2. Bolivar comes in at number 4 in the Class 4 state rankings. In Class 3, Valley Catholic is at number 4. Mount Vernon comes in at number 3. And Kennett is at number 5. Yeah, Coach Wyatt down there in Kennett doing a good job. Got his team state ranked. Class 2, we have no local teams in the state rankings. Lamar is at number 3. And Class 1, we've got Mid-Buchanan is the number 1 team. Hayti, number 2. Thayer Bobcats come in at number 3. And receiving some votes, the Kabul Bulldogs. That's your state high school football rankings for this week 5. Now, other sports that's going on. The St. Louis Cardinals beat the Kansas City Royals last night 5-0. St. Louis plays KC again tonight, 7 p.m. That'll be on KUKU 100.3, also on ESPN2. The Missouri Tigers will be hosting Alabama this Saturday. That's 4 p.m., and you can catch it all on KSPQ 93.9. And finally, in sports, the Houston Tiger football program had to miss last week due to COVID exposure and will again have to sit out this Friday night versus the Thayer Bobcats. Ozark Radio Sports talked with head coach Eric Sloan about the latest outbreak.
We've had a few more positives pop up in the community, and based off of contact tracing, that's affected several more of our varsity kids who've entered quarantine. And, I mean, there's no chance we're playing this week.
Coach Sloan is hopeful that next week his Houston Tigers will be back on the field taking on Ava.
Supposed to get a whole bunch of JV kids back Thursday and Friday. The varsity kids ought to start trickling back in next week. So I'll hopefully have a little bit of positive luck. We'll get to play Ava next week. We're starting a hybrid model here at school. I know a lot of the schools in the conference have gone to that, so we're going to start that on Monday. Hopefully that will help us be able to move forward with the football season.
Again, if everything clears up, the Houston Tigers will be playing Ava on Friday, October 2nd. You can catch all of the Houston Tiger football games on KSPQ 93.9. That is a Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.